Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yeah, but maybe now this is enough for them to actually do something about it. Like, it turned into an awful postseason when it's not who the best team is, it's just who the healthiest team is.
But I think my frustration with it is that completely lets the players for how they train and how they attack things. And I don't want to just put it on the players. How teams attack things, how current training methods, the understanding of wear and tear injuries, like... I just think it's more complex than the duration of the season, which if it was about the duration of the season, why didn't we see 8 Achilles a year 30 years ago? Right? Like, well, bodies haven't changed that much.
No, but that's why it's like an all-encompassing thing. That's why I read an article about them finding out it's 10% more likely with the low-top shoes instead of the high-top shoes. Like, there's a lot that goes into this, but I think it's acknowledging that when you get the calf strain, for whatever reason the calf strain happens, now it's time to, like, shut it down.
Now, you and I are in agreement. I do think the 40-minute NBA games would be very, very interesting to watch using the European clock instead. And yeah, you can still have 82 games and you can still have 28 potential playoff games while cutting out, I mean, almost 20 games of wear and tear on players' bodies. So it's not even about that. I just think if you just put it at the feet of that's the schedule, I think you are missing the ever-loving point. Now, speaking of missing the ever-loving point, after Kevin Durant was traded to the Houston Rockets in one of the 5 most laughable trades in NBA history, given what the Suns got versus what they gave up a year and a half ago for Kevin Durant. I do think the big news was Cavs were in the mix for Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that this is definitively the case, but I think yesterday or this weekend could be a nice little bit of thing of like, yes, it's great that the Cavs were in on it. I called on Friday when you were out that this is the kind of thing they should be in on because it's the kind of aggressive move that can take you. I also think it's very convenient that this came out after the fact for the Cavs narrative of, hey, there's not a lot of trades out there. We tried. I think this could be part of the summer of almost for the Cavs. It's a little early for this, but I'm just kind of calling it as I see it. I could definitely see this become like, we tried on Durant, we tried on this player, we tried on this player.
Wait, so what part was convenient? Do you feel like it wasn't... You don't think it was genuine that they were in on it?
I think they were in on it so much as you should be in on every great player. I don't know they were... It's different of the Cavs were the team that came in second for Durant as opposed to... The team that actually, as opposed to somebody that made calls for Kevin Durant.
I mean, I think we all know with Ishbia, it was never going to happen, right? The relationship there between the owners, it was just going to be, it was always problematic. But I almost felt like, who was the guy we had on? Was it was last week or was it 2 weeks ago that had that report about the Cavs and KD being linked up? And we brought him on and then he basically backtracked the whole entire report.
It was Brett Siegel.
Brett Siegel.
Oh,
thank you.
Wasn't here. That makes sense.
Oh, you weren't here for that. Okay. Okay. So we had Brett Siegel on while you were gone. It was on a Wednesday. I remember it was a Wednesday. And the whole reason why we had him on was because he had this big report about KD and the Cavs being linked up. And then we got him on. And that's right. Because we had Fedor the day prior. And Fedor was like, yeah, I believe they probably reached out. It's probably something happened. Mm-hmm. But he like vouched for the idea that Brett's like a good, he's up and comer, but he's good. And like if he says it, then it's probably real. And then Brett came on and was like, yeah, you know, I just, it's just what I was hearing. Like, I don't know that there's any truth to it or anything, but it's kind of what I was hearing. Like, he basically backtracked the whole thing.
Oh, I would have hated that. I'm glad I was at the cabin for
so
that.
So he was good, though. He had good insight. I want him on again. He was, like, actually really good.
Just not on KD?
But not on KD and the Cavs. Like, the whole reason why we had you on was for KD and the Cavs. And I was thinking the entire time, I'm like, maybe the guy was right. Like, maybe he was right about KD and the Cavs, but then why would he just completely backtrack it in that moment? I'm not sure.
So I just, listen, this is one of those things of, because, and maybe I've watched too much of how the Guardians operate, where there are years where the Guardians are only interested in making upgrades if they just fall flat into their lap. And I think that's where the Cavs are. So maybe I'm informed by watching the summers of Almost with the Cleveland Guardians. And by the way, it's not just the summers, sometimes the winters of Almost for the Cleveland Guardians, that maybe that's informing some of my takes here. But yeah, if we get two or three more names into this, big names, and the Cavs are, oh, hey, they were in the mix, but there's no definitives. It's all of us gleaming from what this could be. Yeah, it'll tell me that the Cavs are trying really hard to let everyone know they're trying to, but maybe not pot committed to actually making these things happen.
See, but does it help you is the question I would have for you here, because the more and more you get linked up to bigger names, I mean, the guy in return in this is Darius Garland. So isn't it just upsetting Darius the more and more? Like, I think a perfect offseason for the Cavs would be if you were in zero conversations and zero whispers, if you really wanted to bring back Darius, that is, and then Darius could feel like, oh, I'm wanted here. Like, they didn't do, they're not trying to do me dirty in any sort of way. Like, they do want me here.
I mean, I think you can go to Darius and say, just the reality of, hey, we don't think there's anything out there. We want you here. If you hear things, just understand it's part of the nature of the NBA. I think it's a great point, by the way, because I haven't heard anyone on the station say, if you're Darius, and you gotta add the context of Darius was a guy that wanted out a year ago.
Yeah.
So I think it's absolutely fair to ask. I think I actually do think the Cavs have great relationships with their players, and it's why they can do stuff like this without it blowing up in their face. To your credit, though, Darius might be the guy who doesn't play like that.
I wouldn't play with Darius that way. So maybe this ends up being one of those scenarios where Darius is like, oh, so wait, I was clearly involved in the KD discussion because I would have been the player that gets moved. Maybe I do need to find my way out. Maybe I'm not in this team's plans long term, and maybe then it accelerates a trade where then you get the 80 cents on the dollar for Darius.
So there's a part of me, and again, it's not my overwhelming takeaway. It's not my number one takeaway. It was just the first thing that I thought of. Oh, that's a pretty convenient thing to be linked to Kevin Durant, and then he goes elsewhere.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If the Cavs were serious about this, and if the Suns were serious about entertaining the idea of trading Kevin Durant to Cleveland, I think it's really interesting that the Cavs would be willing to trade 1 to 2 years of Kevin Durant for Darius Garland, maybe the next 10 years of Darius. Because I think it's absolutely where a lot of teams in the NBA are, and I am befuddled by it. their team's acting like the world is ending tomorrow, so we're going to party hard tonight. And not preparing for what is the other side of this, and they're missing the ever-loving point. OKC has been the team that has always prepared for tomorrow better than anyone, and it has led to the perfect... They didn't win a championship with KD, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook. They won a championship by continuing to hone their team, drafting incredibly well, developing incredibly well, but they could have made the impetuous trade so much earlier and didn't. And because of that patience, that's why they won the championship. And you can say the same thing about the Indiana Pacers. Everyone's living for today, even Houston. Trading Jalen Green for Kevin Durant in a macro world is stupid. You're trading 1 to 2 years from a guy who hasn't won a championship on his lonesome or is the best player on a championship team that already wasn't a championship team for a guy that probably has a 10-year run in him that's going to be real. I don't know what's going to be. I don't know, it's going to be KD good. It could be Harden good. Green is really good.
He's good, but Şengün, Thompson, Durant, like, you are an instant finals contender. Like, you're a Western Conference Finals contender. That's where they need to be. Like, I don't know. I would do that deal if I was Houston 11 times out of 10. And if that means, and it didn't cost them Şengün in this process. It didn't cost them Thompson. It didn't cost them the guys that they really do covet and will be on this team. Like, even if Durant flames out after one or two seasons and is just done, they still have between those two players enough to build around. Like, and that's the problem here. If the Cavs got rid of Garland, that's a different story than if they got rid of Mobley, let's say. If you get rid of Mobley, I don't know what your cornerstone is 3, 4, 5 years down the road. Mm-hmm. At least with the Rockets, you have that cornerstone that is set. So even if Durant does flame out, you're still fine.
To me, I understand the economics of the trade, which you just put there. I just think there's a lot of short-term thinking going on in the NBA right now. And I think it's going to blow up. Because here's the thing. The KD trade only works if you win the NBA championship. But I think you're still behind OKC. I think if the Spurs get Giannis, which is a huge, huge possibility at the moment, I think you'd be behind the Spurs with Wemby and Fox and Giannis.
I'd agree with that. If they got Giannis, I agree with that.
Maybe I'd feel more impressed if this was a trade in the Eastern Conference, where it does feel like the East is loosening up a little bit. But it's wild to watch teams throw away long-term, high-ceiling assets, who, by the way, are playing close to that ceiling already. And if you, this is like the Donovan trade. If you continue to level up from the Donovan trade, it's one of the best trades you'll ever make. I'll take that back. It's a Kawhi trade. The Kawhi trade without the championship is not a great trade. It only exists as a great trade one time. Oh my God, I can't believe that happened because Kawhi won a championship that 1 year he was there. That's where you are with Kevin Durant. And that margin for error is obscenely small, especially in the West.
I mean, I heard people earlier today suggesting basically if you get two playoff runs out of Kevin Durant, that it's considered a successful trade.
Playoff runs?
Yeah, playoff runs.
You think you're looking to the first round of the playoffs?
No, I'm not like that. Like, deep playoff runs is, I think, the insinuation there. I don't think they're looking at it like it, and I'm not either. Like, it has to be an NBA Finals championship, or all of a sudden let's put the trade in some context. Jalen's good. He's not Şengün, he's not Thompson, he's not any of those guys for this team. Like, they'll still be fine even if Durant doesn't work out. But the idea that they added to what was a pretty good nucleus, I mean, they're in a good spot.
So if you let's say it's two back-to-back second round exits, but unlike the Cavs, they're actually competitive second rounds. It's worth it?
Not two second round exits. You make one Western Conference Finals appearance, I think, for the Rockets and where they were. Yeah, I think that was worth it.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X. Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. What do you take away from the Cavs being in the mix for Kevin Durant? I hope this is not going to be the summer of almost. My warning is, don't let this be the summer of almost. I don't think that's where the Cavs should be. I don't think that's where they are. But the Sanders family finally weighs in on Shedeur Sanders himself in 5 minutes in Quick Hits on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.